We are joined in the media center by our top fuel winner, Brittany Force, here at the NHRA Spring Nationals at Houston Raceway Park, final event at this facility. Brittany coming in off a victory out there in Las Vegas, goes back to back this season. A whole shot victory in the final round over Justin Ashley, who is known for his starting line prowess. Third win here at Houston for Brittany, 13th overall. Let's start off by walking us through your race day, Brittany. You were number one, got bumped off the top spot, had to fight your way through some very tough competition, but ultimately you're holding the trophy here at a racetrack that has been very good to you.
Yeah, looking at our ladder, we felt confident coming in. We thought, we wanted that number one spot, got moved to number two. And, looking at the ladder, we thought we have a good shot at it. Unfortunately, we didn't grab every single qualifying run. We really needed to yesterday in the heat. Really to help us out today, but it didn't seem to hold us back. It didn't seem to stop us. We were able to go down there. It was just in that Q3 that we had holes out and struggled, but somehow still got lucky, ran an 84 and still got the win light. So just an incredible day for this entire team. We've all been working so hard to get where we are and to be able to close out Houston with the win. Pretty exciting for all of us.
Wins over Josh Hart in the first round, Sean Langdon in the second round, of course, Torrance in the semifinal round. And then, of course, Justin Ashley. It seems like every one of those drivers has been a hurdle for you at some point over your top fuel career. To be able to put it all together in one day, go back to back out here, what does that mean?
Yeah, looking at every single one of those drivers, none of them are easy. They're all tough and they're all good leavers. And looking at it, I still put all my confidence in our race car, our team, and qualifying number two and the solid runs we had. And I let that carry us through the day. And really when it's coming down to it, it's that final round and we got Justin Ashley in the final. He's one of the best leavers out here. There's a handful of great leavers. So I knew we had to step it up. We didn't have lane choice. We lost that lane choice and we really wanted it for that final round. I think it was, it's tricky going down to that other lane after we've been in, left lane all day long. So you kind of have to let that go and again put all your confidence, your faith in your team, and that we'll figure it out, get that car down there first, and we did.
376.7, you're winning ET and an 0.41 reaction time to Justin's 0.74, a whole shot victory in the final round. Let's open it up to questions from members of the media, starting out with Josh from the NHRA.
Brittany, obviously a very successful year last year, a lot of number one qualifiers, final round, stuff like that, but certainly not as many wins as you wanted last year. To get that two in a row this year and really kind of finish the job and stuff like that, how meaningful has that been for this team so far?
It's huge. Just looking, comparing our season to season, looking back at last year, it took us until Topeka to bring home our first win. Yeah, we had a number one qualifiers, but we weren't able to turn those number ones into race day wins. And coming into this year, Grubnik's kind of had the same attitude as me, and screw the number one qualifiers. They didn't seem to work for us. We just want to go out and win on race day. Yes, we want to be, top three, top five to give us the best shot, the best ladder of the day. But ultimately, we want to end up in that winner's circle. We want to be, chasing that number one spot. I think we went around Steve Torrance. I think we're a points holder right now. But still, we have a long season ahead of us. So you can't focus on that. You can't think about that. It's just weekend by weekend, grabbing as many points as you can and getting in those winner's circles.
Please state your name and affiliation. Questions for Brittany Force.
Yeah, Brittany, Mike Caper, Race Day in San Antonio. What does this win do for you, for your confidence level, for you and your team going forward now?
I tell you, just this win, just that round win does everything for me, confidence, my team, confidence, all of us. And really looking at back-to-back wins for our entire team, that's just huge for us. It just boosts that momentum and that excitement in our pits to go out, and we want to get back in the seat next weekend in Charlotte and do it all over again. I was pumped to come here to Houston, and we had 2 weekends off. We had to go home and sit around. Luckily my family went on vacation, but I just wanted to be back here in the seat because you are on such a high after you get into that winner's circle. It had been far too long since we've been in a winner's circle, and once you get there and you celebrate all your hard work, you want to get back, you want to do it again. There's nothing like winning. And really just looking at, that it was a little baby hole shot win, but for me it's everything because it's all those runs where my guys gave me a car and I didn't give them a driver, so it's giving it back to them, saying thank you for always standing by me.
Richard Dean of the Houston Chronicle. This wasn't a typical win, except the fact that you're at a place that this is the last time you're coming here. So the last 3 days, you've had interact with the fans. What have they been saying to you?
The fans are incredible here. They are. We have the biggest crowd all weekend long, and they're in the back of my pits, the front of our pits, you know, run after run, and they're cheering us on, telling us, you know, to go chase them down and turn on those wind lights, and they're our biggest support system. We're lucky to have fans like that. It's bittersweet to be ending here in, you know, Houston. We won't be back next season, but at least we're ending on a high note in that winner's circle. And really, I just want to tell all the fans, come meet us in the winner's circle, because this win is theirs too.
Lee Kraft, Monday Morning Racer, Ms. Force. This win back-to-back, but also first repeat winner in Top Fuel this year in a class that has steep and tough competition. Do you believe it's a statement win to the rest of the category that, hey, we got there first and we're going to stay here?
I think so. Back-to-back wins, that's huge. It shows you that we have something figured it out and we've carried it weekend after weekend. Our plan is to go out and do it again next weekend in Charlotte at Four Wide. We've had luck there in the past, and it's really just overall, it's all the hard work that our guys have done, not just this season, but even last season. And for it to pay off this soon in the season, two wins back-to-back, I'm very proud of all of my guys.
Brittany, there was a considerable delay before your run. Bobby Bodie shattered a body out there. We had to scrape up a lot of carbon fiber, et cetera, and you were just kind of camped out under the tower in your dragster. Was that helpful to you? Does it increase the nerves? But it was definitely out of the ordinary. You had to wait an extra, felt like 10 minutes.
Yeah, you know, usually that's one of the tough things is having to keep, after those cars run and you see the scoreboards come up, you're next to go, you are ready, you are loaded, you're ready to go. And now it's, okay, take a deep breath, calm down. Might be a 5-minute wait, might be a 20-minute wait. You debate getting in and out of the car, but it's so much work and it's way too dang hot out there. You don't want to do that. So it's just stay put and really just kind of take a deep breath, relax. Keep that fire in your gut and just wait until they tell you to pull forward, and then you start all over, like putting your helmet back on again.
And you just got back off vacation as well. Similar situation, like you're on the edge of competition, you got your reaction times, you go, you chill out on the beach, you're with the fam, Courtney with a big announcement, mm-hmm. Good things happening for Court and Graham. Then you come back out here and you've got to get back on the edge, and you were able to do it. It seems like you've learned how to turn it on at the right time.
Thank you. That's something, you know, I've always worked on. It is tough. You mentally have to check in, check out. And when you're away from it for 2 weeks, it seems like forever. And then you come back out here and it's like, oh crap, do I even know? Like all the crew guys in the pit, like we've had 2 weeks off and you feel like you forget what you're doing, but you don't. You jump right back in, you find your routine, and you get back in that mindset, that winning mindset.
Next race, Four Wide Charlotte. You won Vegas, winning Four Wide Charlotte, doing the Four Wide sweep would be a cool thing this year. Just look ahead and give us a little preview on Charlotte.
I love Charlotte. We won, I don't remember what year it was, but we won the Four Wide back a handful of years ago. So it's a special place for me. It was a huge win for us. I'll never forget it. It was, I want to say it was 2017, 16 or 17. But we pulled up there and I remember 16, it was 16. Q3, and I screwed up. I want to say Steve was in the lane next to me. I forgot what lane I was in. Big driver error, the one thing you're supposed to do, don't forget what lane you're in. And I went, Steve and I somehow both screwed up. And he thought he was in, and he wasn't. And then I thought, oh crap, I'm not in this lane. I'm looking at his bolt thinking, that must be me. I'm the new driver out here. It must be me that's lost. And then the tree came down, and both of us just sat there. And we got in trouble for that one, I'll tell you. When I went back to my pits, I thought, oh man. And to have to recover from that and go out and win the next day was huge. So that was a very big win, just because to end on a qualifying note where you completely screwed the run and you can't take advantage of it, you can't learn anything off of it, and now you're mentally in a bad place, to be able to recover from that and come back and win is big. So that is a very special win for me, that Four Wide. But now we have a Vegas Four Wide and we want to do another Charlotte one. It's been a handful of years, so we want to get back out there. And it's back. I mean, we go right to Charlotte, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we go right to Charlotte, which is what I love. I like the back-to-back races. It keeps your head in the game, and the entire team. It keeps us all, that momentum moving forward.
Ladies and gentlemen, no better commercial for Four Wide than what you just heard coming up next week. Brittany, congratulations on your win. The final race here at Houston, closing the place down with a victory, meaningful. We appreciate your time in the media center.
Thank you.